Christianity, chicken sandwiches, and good customer service. That was the winning combination for S. Truett Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A. He grew up in poverty, and he became a billionaire. He died this morning at the age of 93. From member station WABE, John Lawrence reports.
S. Truett Cathy grew up during the Depression. At 8 years old, he set up a stand in his front yard and started selling 6 bottles of Coke for a quarter. Decades later, he and his brother opened a diner. And that diner became the building block of a fast food chain that now counts more than 1,800 restaurants in 40 states. Cathy attributed his material success to a mix of customer service, hard work, and Christian values. Values which drove him to keep all Chick-fil-A restaurants closed on Sunday. It was a company policy that he steadfastly defended and justified.
It has proven to my interest financially as well as convenience of permitting our people to have Sunday off where they can forget the business and other interests, devote it to the family as well as to worship if they so choose.
Victoria Smith has waited tables for 20 years at that original diner in Hapeville, Georgia.
He was like a grandfather. I've been known him all my life. I seen him every Sunday at church. He used to teach Sunday school. He taught the fifth graders at Jonesboro First Baptist.
Cathy's religious beliefs inspired loyalty among many customers, including Britt Kugler, who keeps coming back each week.
He really believed that it was a Sabbath and you shouldn't work on the Sabbath, and he lived it. He didn't just talk it. He lived it, because he could have made billions of dollars more by opening on through the years by opening on Sunday, and he chose not to do that.
Cathy's son, Dan, is now chairman and president of the chain. A few years ago, he criticized gay marriage and defended what he described as the biblical definition of a family. The comments drew protests from gay rights groups and many politicians, but the controversy didn't prevent the company from continuing to grow. Many customers chose to focus instead on the fried chicken sandwiches, the waffle fries, and the sweet tea. Last year, Chick-fil-A earned $5 billion and overtook KFC as the biggest-selling fast food chicken chain in the country, drawn in perhaps by the company's well-known ad campaign featuring cows on billboards and commercials urging customers to
eat more chicken.
Cathy and Chick-fil-A made a name for themselves by stressing customer service. After each transaction, employees are taught to always say two words, "My pleasure." For NPR News, I'm John Lawrence in Atlanta.